Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite.
That's right.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, welcome to this Thanksgiving special. I think it's something we're calling a BTSC Gives Thanks. And it's an awesome opportunity for, you know, all of us here, part of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, the Behind the Steel Curtain podcast network, to give a bit of our experience about Thanksgiving. And so, of course, I'm Matt Peverell, the host of Steelers War Room, co-host of Steelers Touch Down Under with Marky Davis in it. And it's my opportunity to give you a bit of a taste of, you know, all things Thanksgiving for me. And it's an interesting one, actually, because in Australia, you know, where I'm obviously from, you know, always live from the future, we like to say, you know, I'm recording this on my Thursday evening, you know, and actually I must confess, I gave this a first go and forgot to hit the record button. So this is the second attempt. I'm not thankful for having to do that again, but that's on past Matt. But yeah, I thought it'd give you an understanding, firstly, of Thanksgiving in Australia. So we don't have the holiday of Thanksgiving. And I think that's a massive, massive misstep on our part. I think it's something that we should integrate. It's something that I'm thinking about with my future family about putting in, because I think it's important to regularly take stock and give thanks and, you know, really appreciate what you've got. And I think, you know, it doesn't matter where you're listening to this from, whether you're in the US or I know we've got listeners from the UK, Germany, Mexico, Austria, even New Zealand, many countries. You know, the Steelers are, you know, they like to call themselves the world's team. Who cares about the Cowboys, America's team? And I think if you've got an opportunity to listen to a podcast like this, you're going to have something to be thankful for. And so I know that certainly for us at Behind the Steel Curtain, you know, we're thankful for all our listeners, the BTSC family, the BTSC community. We're thankful for the readers of the website, those that interact with us all on social media and what have you. So it's pretty exciting. But yeah, so Thanksgiving in Australia, so we don't really have it. But I have an old boss of mine who stayed a great friend. You know, he's always had a Thanksgiving party. And when he moved to New Zealand a couple of years ago, you know, that was something that, you know, was really missed. And so there were some people at this Thanksgiving party there was the regulars. There were about 12 of us that he'd invite year in, year out. And he was willing to bring someone and what have you. So you saw different characters and people, you know, girlfriends, boyfriends, you know, partners, you know, and what have you, and different people like that and new neighbors and all the rest. It was really an eclectic bunch of, you know, people from, you know, in the 70s all the way down to, you know, very early 20s. It's quite an interesting sort of dynamic. You know, we play trivia games, like, you know, where you'd have to guess the name of a song throughout the decades. And we'd play American trivia and everyone would bring something very Thanksgiving style and make something. And I'm very good at cooking turkeys. I'm known for that. I have my grandmother's special recipe. And so I'd always bring some turkey and sometimes you'd bring Australian stuff. So there was a mix of Australian stuff as well. But we'd have these Thanksgiving parties. And I remember one of them, you know, he missed out on going to Halloween parties. And he, you know, he loves American culture, big Chargers and Lakers fan. And so he would, you know, one year he did it in 2017, I think it was, he combined Halloween with Thanksgiving. We did it on Thanksgiving. We all had to dress up. I actually went as Donald Trump, but, you know, neither here nor there from a political side on that. But, you know, it was quite funny. And my fiance dressed up as like a Baywatch star. It was very funny. Because we thought they might go together appropriately. And I had this like suit on and I stuffed the pillow under my shirt and, you know, had this rubber mask that looked very Trump-like and, you know, did all the, you know, different sayings that he sort of did. And, you know, there were people at the party that were certainly not Trump supporters, but everyone found it very, very funny. Such was the humor and the goodwill amongst this group of Thanksgiving. And so now it's really interesting because he's not, say, in Australia anymore. So I think there might be something virtual happening over Zoom and games and stuff tomorrow. And everyone's got to show what they're making, what have you. So we might tune into that depending on how many people are in there, because it might be sort of hard to have a really good go at it. But, you know, that's really different. And so now I'm really conscious of Thanksgiving. And, you know, I think we're going to do something small in my little family, you know, potentially. But certainly we're going to very much think about what we need to be thankful for. And I think it's also interesting because, you know, we were talking about this today. And in fact, my fiance and I around, you know, America you guys go to Halloween and then you go to Thanksgiving and then you go to Christmas, and there's lots of these holidays and things to really finish out the year and, you know, celebrate things. And I think that that's something that's pretty special and pretty cool. But also, I mean, we're here, you're listening because you're thinking all things Steelers. And so the first thing I need to do is just say thank you to all you guys as the listeners. Without you, there's no Behind the Steel Curtain. There's no BehindTheSteelCurtain.com with no readers. There's no BTSC without Steelers fans. So thank you for supporting the team that we all supported, you know, and giving us some airtime. And, you know, when I started doing this almost 18 months ago with a few articles on the website, you know, and Mark and I sort of did an audition for Touchdown Under as well, you know, which if you're listening to this podcast the first time, you never heard about it, it's a show that we host that goes live on YouTube, you know, every Saturday, late afternoon, early evening, sort of anywhere from about 4:35 PM onwards, and then goes into podcast form within the next sort of, I think, 6 to 8 hours or so. You know, I never thought that, you know, I'd be standing here 18 months later with two shows, something I was very excited to do. I was something that I, you know, I was one of those listeners that I couldn't listen live to the YouTube shows. So I listened a lot to the podcasts or watched the YouTubes back on the weekend and caught up, and very much, you know, you feel like a silent member, but there's times like these, and you might be the same, where you are able to make some time. This might be the first time you've ever heard me. You may not listen to More and More Touchdown Under, you know, or maybe you choose not to, you know, but you're listening to this one anyway. So, you know, thank you very much. But, you know, in fact, I just recorded a couple of hours ago. I recorded War Room. So that's exciting. I have to break for some dinner. But so that'll be out. I think this is scheduled to go live on Thursday. So that means my War Room will have been out. But I know that the whole BTSC crew, we're all so thankful. And when I think about Touchdown Under, you know, we have an awesome live chat. You know, we have guys like, and I'm going to miss some people, and it's not because I'm playing favorites or anything like it. I just, you know, what comes to mind right now, but people like Jared Devil and Ryan O'Toole and Kathy Forrett and Brian Brown and, you know, I think I said Ryan O'Toole and Owen David and Shield 91, who always throws in some super chats, and Snowman, you know, Chad on the Facebook side of things. I think there's people like Portner Quemba gets in there, you know, lots of different people. You know, if I missed you and you're a regular as well, or if you're a regular on the audio side, would love to have you join at some point in time. Equally, you can, you know, tweet out at us all the time. My handle's at Matt Pev, MATTPEV. And then also, you know, you listen to this and you might have heard War Room on Touch and Under, shoot us an email. Say, hey, give me a Thanksgiving memory or give me a request to cover something in one of the shows. But that's at Aussie Steeler, AUSSIE, Steeler91 @gmail.com. But so I know from BCSC, we're very thankful. As Steelers fans, though, we've got a lot to be thankful for with 6 Super Bowls. You know, the equal most of the Patriots, we were the first ones to get there. One less than Tom Brady has on his own now, and he's got the 6 with the Patriots and the 1 with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We also got to be thankful for, you know, having Mike Tomlin. We're rebuilding in a year, but we're not, you know, not 0-8-1 or 0-9-1 like the Detroit Lions. You know, we've not won less than, you know, we're not below 500, you know, obviously with that draw involved. You know, so there's a lot to be thankful for as Steelers fans. On Thanksgiving, not so much to be thankful for. Obviously, we had that interesting coin toss game against Detroit that we won with Jerome Bettis. We're 2-6 all time. We lost in November 23rd, 1939, you know, against Philadelphia. I think it was 17-14 when I saw a score doing a bit of research. Pretty interesting. You think about World War II and you think that all it was fought for, and then 80 something years later, you know, we can sit here 82 years later or so and be really proud of the franchise that we have. So we're lucky. We should all be thankful For everything that the Steelers does, and thankful for the Steelers can bring us all together in this BTSC community as well. It's something that's pretty special, uniting people across the world. I think, we're now number, believe it or not, we're now number one. But you should believe it if you regularly listen to our content. We're number one of all SB Nation's podcast networks. And that's nothing, but, that comes down to you guys. It comes down to some awesome leadership from, Jeff, Dave, and Brian Anthony Davis, Bad. And also all my teammates or colleagues, I guess, is behind steelcurtain.com. But, it does come down to you guys listening. So I think we're all very, very thankful for you. But equally, I know people are very thankful to have this outlet in their lives. We live in a very interesting world today. And, you guys, I know particularly for those in the US, there's a lot of things going on in society and in politics and all the rest of it. This is a chance to put all that to one side and just enjoy, being a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers and, supporting something and uniting. And I think that's the biggest thing that I love about Thanksgiving is it unites people, even families to a degree. You might not love that uncle or you might not get on with one of your parents or whatever, but Thanksgiving seems to be this period where you can put down the sword, and break bread and both literally and figuratively and come together. And I think that that's something that's really important. And back to the Steelers, it was a shame last year, that we got that game postponed because of what happened with the Ravens. I hope we don't see that again now that we're managing to get through COVID. So I guess what I'm thankful for, behindthesteelcurtain.com. Of course, I'm thank you to the Pittsburgh Steelers for giving me something, giving me an outlet and giving me a chance as well. A lot of people necessarily haven't caught on to this journey, but, I studied to be a sports journalist, in Australia. And, I came out of uni right after global financial crisis when, or college, and not a lot of journalism jobs globally, but particularly not in Australia. And I didn't get to do that. And so I moved to the other side onto the media and comms and advisory and a very successful career and very thankful for that. I've got to be very thankful for that apart from my family. I'm very thankful for, the career success that I've had. But this gives me an outlet to use some talents that I don't get to use. What I wanted to do when I started, I wrote a couple of articles for behindthesteelcurtain.com and I just didn't have the time to necessarily put in, with the way that the deadlines for the way we work with the articles for Behind the Steel Curtain, it's very hard for me to manage that with my work schedule and the time zones. The audio side's a lot easier for me to do that. I can put together different bits of research on different days and I can be more flexible with it. So it makes much more sense than committing to some of the print deadlines, the publishing deadlines that we have. I would like to write a bit more though for the website and I'm trying to think of some ways I can do that and put a lot of the notes that I do, very together on the written side for those different people, and there's some really great content that we've already got as well. But, I'm sort of, as I say, thankful to this outlet, thankful that I can use something and give back in a way that is meaningful for me, give back in a way that's an outlet. I'm a fan as just as much as anyone else that's listening to these shows, whilst I can be critical and I can be overly optimistic. I'm just a fan like all of you. And so, I'm lucky that I've got this. I know that it's a privilege. So that's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the way getting through COVID. I'm thankful that I can be back at Heinz Field sometime in the next season, two seasons, three seasons. I'm thankful that I can, raise kids, under the Steeler value and the black and gold and, working hard and striving and constant success and, through hard work and determination. So that's what I'm thankful for. But I hope that gives you a feel for a little bit of where I'm sitting as a Steelers fan. I can't sit there and say I've got a Thanksgiving memory of going to a game. I'd love to be able to do that. Maybe that's something I can do one day, and very hopeful for that. But I am thankful for you, the listeners. I am thankful for the Steelers. You know what? And I'll be damn thankful for Mike Tomlin if we can get into the playoffs too. I'm already thankful to him though. And there might be some players this season that we'll be very thankful for if they call it an end. But you know what? That one that we're probably all thinking about, I think he might have another one or two, left around him. But with that, I hope you have a very happy Thanksgiving and go Steelers.
Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.